Good morning, and welcome to my podcast, Riffing with Ralph. Today's episode is Tolerance. The following quote is by Chris Drew, the founder of The Helpful Professor. Tolerance is the ability to accept and live with others for who they are. There are many things in life where people vary, and our acceptance of this diversity in life is vital to living together on our planet, end quote. The back page of the United States passport contains the following quote: "The cause of freedom is not the cause of a race or a sect, a party or a class. It is the cause of humankind, the very birthright of humanity," end quote. Its author, Anna Julia Cooper, seemed to focus on the importance of the word cause. Webster defines cause as a principle, aim, or movement that, because of a deep commitment, one is prepared to defend or advocate. Whatever happened to the golden rule, the principle of treating others as we would wish to be treated, dates back thousands of years and is found in most religions. It is truly unfortunate that our society continues to be so polarized. The dislike of the unlike drives all of us at times to discredit, disrupt, and to just diss those who think and act differently. As my main man, Bob Dylan, in his song "Who Killed Davy Moore," asks the question, "Why and what's the reason for?" I try to make sense of his line, "It's just the old American way. Who in their right mind wants to admit their prejudices, preconceived opinion that is not based on reason or actual experiences?" We all cling to Bob's line, "No, you can't blame me at all." If truth be told, then I will out myself as a person who has pontificated my lofty and noble thoughts without realizing I had even the slightest lack of tolerance for my fellow Homo sapiens. I sold myself on a false belief that if others had my worldview, then they would fall in line with my omniscience. In January, I had one of Ralph's revelations. What, pray tell, was that, O Karnak the Magnificent? People who don't believe what I believe are not ignorant, lacking knowledge, information, or awareness about a particular thing. That's what they were taught like I was. What a smart fuck I am. When having the knowledge to make an informed assessment, it can only improve our being open to the needs of others and not being totally wrapped up in self and acting as the world's arbiter on the correct, proper behavior of our fellow Homo sapiens. When zipping through life, it's easy for me to miss the opportunity to reflect on my potentially faulting perspective, which may lead to intolerance. The proverbial saying that history repeats itself has never been more noticeable and in my face. White hoods have become optional attire. The proud boys, Aryan race, oath keepers, patriot prayer, resist, American God, etc., etc., are the new KKK without the white hoods. White supremacists, anti-immigrant groups, anti-government groups are certainly not a new phenomenon. 38 years ago, on March 4th, 1985, Newsweek magazine, in an article titled "Violence on the Right," expressed the exact same attitudes, beliefs, and behaviors which are alive, well, and growing in our great nation. Fuck tolerance. Quotes from that article resonate with as much danger today. Here are just a few. "The extermination of the white race is the goal of our adversaries." A document dated November 25, 1984, entitled "Declaration of War," It called for the execution of federal agents, congressmen, and judges, and concluded, "Let the battle begin." The radical right's left-wing counterparts, such as the Weather Underground, Symbionese Liberation Army, and the Black Liberation Army, have proved capable of causing trouble in the American political process. The extremes on right and left continue to flourish, although the names continue to change. Back then, Kansas Attorney General Robert Stevens said, and I quote, "History has shown that those who preach hate and violence don't survive well in the sunlight. How despicable and anti-Kansan and anti-American their message of hate was." A few years back, while having a restless sleep, I realized that the Pledge of Allegiance most of us recited as children was just that, a recitation. What happened to the "with liberty and justice for all"? Can tolerance of the unlike be taught? Why don't we try? I know it can't be legislated. It's too late to teach tolerance in high school or college. The time to start is in the formative years of learning. Many timelines consider up to 12 years of age the formative years. I propose a course addressing our differences that could potentially unite us all. Not that we should or can all think alike, but when others respect you, peace is possible. These differences cause us trouble because we defend them due to our investment in them. By not having consciously and deliberately chosen our position, but rather automatically adopting the beliefs handed down through generations or acquired from society, we're not usually open to uncovering the origins of those beliefs and therefore not ready to investigate or willing to explore the reasons for our position. Sometimes these beliefs are rooted in events that no longer exist. Our beliefs frequently come from an unknown source, but are accepted as gospel, the truth. Without tolerance, we are not open-minded to understand. Our minds are closed to explore the basis of the differences, and quite often that basis is unknown to even ourselves. It's contempt prior to investigation. My way is right, yours is not. At times we go to war with one another over antiquated beliefs without investigating the origins. Another quote by Chris Drew: "Tolerance is what makes a society peaceful. Without it, a given society that has a mixture of different people will be in never-ending conflict. Tolerance is something that schools, churches, and parents must teach their children. Intolerance must be nipped in the bud as soon as possible. Otherwise, children will grow up unreasonably hostile to others." End quote. In my opinion, the only hope for us Homo sapiens is to respect the innate differences we all share and to come together in the mutual regard we are willing to give to the unlike. On April 9, 2019, during a congressional hearing on the rise of hate crimes and white nationalism, Mr. Doug Collins, a ranking member of the Judiciary Committee, shared, and I quote, "Over and over again, history has warned us racism and hate mobilize people for violence and oppression. American values share nothing ideologically with white nationalism. Sadly, identity politics has divided us, and we have forgotten our core political identity. Our unity as a nation depends not on ethnic uniformity, but on our equality as citizens." He goes on to say, "White nationalism denies this, and I sit here today rejecting hate and violence of any kind." End quote. Dr. Muhammad Abu Salina's daughters, Yusa and Razan, and son-in-law Dia were shot to death execution style because of their religion. At the hearing, he shared how he raised his daughters to be Muslim Americans, proud of their country and their community. American as apple pie. The abbreviated list of his daughter's accomplishment would make any reasonable person so depressed about the state of our precious union that allows these killings to continue to the extent they have become normalized. He pleads to the committee not to let another American family go through this because our government would not act to protect all Americans. Take the time to read the testimony of Eva Patterson, an African-American woman who shared these facts, and I quote, "I would like you to listen as Americans and not partisan enemies. I come in peace, truly. White supremacy has been a feature of the mistreatment of Native Americans for years, and it was applied to Africans once we arrived here. The Ku Klux Klan were white supremacists. They lynched people. We hope that the majority of you will want to give the country a signal that we are one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Why must a solution be created? One only needs to reflect upon the following atrocities. Charleston, South Carolina, 2015. 9 murdered at the African Methodist Episcopal Church. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 2018. 11 murdered at the Tree of Life Synagogue. Christchurch, New Zealand, 2019. 50 murdered at Al-Noor Mosque and Linwood Islamic Center. The driving force behind these attacks was the belief that people, be they African American, Jews, Muslims, or members of other minority groups, were plotting to undermine the white race as part of a great replacement. Let's not forget, these hearings was in 2019. I see regression and not progress being made in our country. What do you think? In closing, I would like to share a favorite prayer by Marie Lenart. Give us great dreams, O God, while thou art giving, and keep the end. It's enough if we live by the hope, nor falter in the living, that lures us on from dust to dignity. Thank you for your time.